God's story, Peter. So part of God's story is about a guy named Peter, and it goes like this. Peter was one of the first people to become a friend and disciple or follower of Jesus. Peter was a fisherman on the Sea of Galilee when he first met Jesus. On that day, Jesus asked Peter to go into deep water to fish. When Peter obeyed Jesus, he caught so many fish that his boats began to sink. So Peter fell at Jesus' feet with amazement. Then Jesus said, "From now on, you will be catching men." Which basically meant, now that Peter followed Jesus, he could help other people follow Jesus too. After that, Peter and the disciples followed Jesus everywhere. They got to see his miracles, hear about the kingdom of heaven, and see what God was like by spending time with his son. One night, when the disciples left in a boat ahead of Jesus, Jesus joined them later. By walking across the sea, it was dark and stormy, so the disciples thought he was a ghost. But Jesus said, "It's me." Peter was so amazed that he actually stepped out of the boat to go to Jesus, which means he walked on top of the water too. But as soon as he saw the waves, he got scared and started to sink. Jesus caught him and said, "Why did you doubt me?" See, Jesus wanted Peter to trust him even when it made no sense. After all, God is powerful and controls everything. When Jesus climbed into the boat, the disciples worshiped him. But some people did not believe Jesus is God's son, even after seeing his miracles or hearing about the amazing things he did. In fact, they got so mad that Jesus said he's God's son that they had Jesus arrested. So when Peter realized he could get in trouble just for following Jesus, he pretended he didn't even know him. One night, he told three different people that he didn't know Jesus at all. What's amazing is that Jesus had told Peter he was going to deny him three times. That means Jesus knew Peter would mess up, and he loved him anyway. And guess what? Jesus feels the same way about us. He told Peter to keep on following him, and he did. Peter was there when Jesus was killed, when he came back to life, and when he rose straight up into the sky into heaven. Peter and the other disciples who believed in Jesus took care of each other and people in need. Every day, new people saw the way they loved each other and chose to follow Jesus and be a part of God's family too. And no matter what happened, even when life got hard, Peter and the other disciples kept following Jesus. And because they bravely told more and more people about Jesus, we get to know about Jesus and follow him today. And that's the story of Peter. So in case you missed it, here's the quick version. Peter was a fisherman. He followed Jesus. He showed others how to follow Jesus. Peter saw Jesus was God's son. Jesus helped him walk on water. Peter messed up. Jesus loved him anyway. Peter kept following Jesus and sharing him with others. Lots of people started following Jesus. News of Jesus spread. We can follow him today. And that's a part of God's story.